Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake has often said that her record reflects her commitment to police accountability reforms. Now, WIPR's Kenneth Burns looks into that record and finds a mixed bag.
Mayor Rawlings Blake often makes her commitment to police reform clear.
I have no interest in weaseling my way out of police reform. There is absolutely nothing in my background that suggests that. What my background suggests is I'm very meaningful and intentional about getting this right.
However, Baltimore Delegate Jill Carter says the mayor's record is nothing to brag about. She says the mayor was nowhere to be found last year when the city delegation was working on reforms in Annapolis.
She was always wrong and misguided in her views on what law enforcement should look like, which is exactly why we're in the situation that we are.
But Matthew Crinson, a retired Johns Hopkins political science professor, says Rawlings Blake's record on police reform is hard to describe because she speaks in guarded terms.
In general, I think it's very hard to define her, and that's a particular liability in a mayor.
Take, for example, zero-tolerance policing pushed by then-mayor Martin O'Malley. While he and Rawlings Blake were city council members in 1996, they were part of a delegation to New York to see the controversial practice in action. Mayor Rawlings Blake took no public position on zero tolerance until she came out against it in a clash with Governor O'Malley over how to best deal with a rising crime in 2013. This week, she avoided taking a position on the practice, instead calling it the prevailing best practice towards fighting crime at that time.
Just with anything, hindsight is 20/20, and there were things that were unintended consequences of that policy. You know, I'm willing to learn those lessons, and because of that, I've made changes in our crime-fighting strategy.
Zero tolerance has come under fire in recent years for leading to the mass incarceration of young black men for petty crimes. Councilwoman Rawlings Blake's earliest foray into the zero tolerance controversy came in 2000 in response to complaints that it encouraged racial profiling. She introduced a bill requiring city police to document traffic stops and develop a strategy to discourage racial profiling. But she withdrew it after city lawyers told her the council cannot tell police what to do. Anthony Batts took over as police commissioner in 2012 and commissioned a $285,000 consultant's plan. Crinson says both Batts and the mayor saw it as an opportunity to change the department.
It seemed as though they were dissatisfied with the way the police department was operating, even though the crime rate, especially violent crime, had been coming down, and they wanted something new.
Mayor Rawlings Blake also put forth her own plan to implement body cameras after vetoing a council-backed proposal. And she and Batts asked the federal government to do a collaborative review of police department operations in October 2014. That review was folded into a full-scale civil rights investigation after Freddie Gray died in police custody last April. For the second year in a row, the mayor has proposed reforms to the Law Enforcement Officers' Bill of Rights. But Lawrence Grand Prix of the activist group Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle questions her motives. He says the mayor just wants more control.
To be sure that she and her office could provide political cover by having more power to put cops who have a high-profile incident on suspension or fire them.
But Rawlings Blake says her push for reform last year was a lonely fight, and that she could easily be as skeptical about her critics' motives.
They could have been here with me fighting for reforms on the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. You know, it seems to me that they're Johnny-come-latelys to this effort.
The mayor is not seeking re-election this year, so it isn't clear whether she will continue to push for reforms after her term expires in December. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.